So, Jeff, you've been doing interviews for the Washington Times with some pretty heavy hitters in social media, folks like Michael Hyatt, who wrote Platform, Gary Vaynerchuk, who wrote Crush It, and you're also talking about upcoming trends in social media.
Sure.
What are some of the best bits of advice some of these folks have shared with you, and also, what are you seeing as some of the next big trends in social media?
Yeah, I can touch on it. Liz Strauss, who's located close to us in Chicago, made a good point to me that you need to find out who you're talking to and what your goal is.
Sure.
If you're a blogger, then you probably don't want to build your following with a bunch of other bloggers. You want to build your following with people that can, fund your efforts or, push you forward.
Okay.
It'd be the same for me. I'm not going to build my following or, seek out all PR people, because then I'm just talking to myself.
Mm-hmm.
I want to have that balance. I certainly want to be involved in my industry, but I also want to have that balance. David Armano over at Edelman Digital has made some great points about how we need to engage, on an advertising level and a PR level, that things need to shift. Gary's great, and then Gary actually introduced me to Michael Siebel over at Social Cam,
mm-hmm.
right when Social Cam was popping up. And that's just that's taken off, which is, it's very simple. It's a very simple concept. It's, okay, you can share a video now from your phone.
Kind of on the order of an Instagram.
Yeah, it's pretty much exactly that.
Mm-hmm. But for video.
And Michael Siebel made a really good point, too, about running your business, and that he patterns it after Instagram. Having the benefit of running Justin TV and knowing a few things with Social Cam, that's a four-person company. Just mm-hmm. like Instagram was a, under 10-person company, you're trying
right.
to, build a lean startup. And the point with a lean startup is, and this is probably the biggest thing for our generation and the biggest trend around social media is, it's a much smaller world.
Mm-hmm.
You collaborate a lot more.
Mm-hmm.
And this is the same way we pattern our business at Status Creative, is you can hire a bunch of people, get the large office,
mm-hmm.
put the ping pong table in it like Google did. And, like Facebook still does. I know a few months ago, Zuckerberg was making a big deal about how we've got this giant office.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if that's always necessarily the right thing to do.
If you don't need it, don't do it.
If you don't need it, don't do it. And in our case, we don't need it, so we don't do it. What
mm-hmm.
we do is, instead of hiring a bunch of people, we partner with bigger and more established companies that provide the connection pieces for what we do. We specifically just do attention. We
mm-hmm.
will get you attention. We will get you press. We will, create creative that, demands attention.
Right.
So we stay in advertising.
Mm-hmm.
If we need engagement,
mm-hmm.
We'll look to somebody like Crush IQ or ePrize or some of these other, great companies. Like ePrize, they're out of Detroit. They just got a great buyout by Caterton Partners, and they're moving forward. If we're going to, do analytics, if we're going to do all kinds of different pieces, we
mm-hmm.
want to own our niche. And then, if we go after a big client, we'll partner with David Armano over at Edelman Digital. We'll
sure.
make the necessary
sure.
tasks to make. But we feel that that is a better use of our time and resources than to hire and train people to get to the point where these people already are.
Right,
and
right.
It's the same way Michael Siebel runs Social Cam, and that's
sure.
why Social Cam's been successful.
Sure. Be efficient.
So, yeah, be efficient and be lean if you can be.
Mm-hmm.
Michael DeMeyer, who kind of brought me to Grand Rapids, said be a speedboat, not a yacht.
Mm-hmm.
It is absolutely true.
And sure.
In this day and age, you have to do that.
Right, right.
Other trends, there's a ton of things popping up. You're going to see a lot more with video.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just necessary, and it happens.
Right.
Twitter's going to remain 140 characters, but everything else that applies well to a visual medium,
mm-hmm.
you're going to see a lot more with pictures and video.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot going around. Obviously, Pinterest was very successful last year, so you're seeing a lot of people try and mimic that success.
Right.
I've seen really bad examples. I've seen really good examples.
Well, Facebook has kind of tried to go for that integration with
yeah.
the way that they present the albums when somebody yeah. updates pictures.
Absolutely. And you're going for that. And I think it's the ones that already have an established network
mm-hmm.
that apply to that have a much better success. The Chive launched Tapature, and they've been very successful with that
mm-hmm.
because they already had a very large built-in network.
Right.
You also have Foodly, which is, if you're a foodie, Foodly is the best thing I can suggest, because you just go on there and, much like Pinterest, you're sharing recipes, only
mm-hmm.
with the difference that it's very specific to the recipe. and you can click these little tabs, and it will tell you if you need it to be gluten-free, if you need it to be these little things.
Sure.
Within 20 seconds, I've got a specific recipe that I can make, which I'll probably just stare at and not make because I'll lose the ambition. But it's still nice to know that if I want to make that marinara salsa, that's also this and that, I can.
Mm-hmm.
So those are some things that are out there. There's a ton more. But
sure. Nicole, James, what do you think are some of the upcoming trends?
Well, I think with you know, like what he was saying, video and photo is going to be big. It's already big, but there's going to be some big advancements, I think, that are going to come out, especially with stuff like the Google Hangouts that are doing so well for Google.
Mm-hmm.
Plus, that, I believe, would probably make its way to the other platforms.
Right.
In a sense that kind of brings the social into the social media part of it, especially when you're face-to-face with somebody, just like FaceTime on your iPhone or your iPad or something like that. So photo and video is going to be real big. Some of the other things are probably just going to be stuff like Reddit.com, where you've got these huge front pages with user-submitted content and, you know, upvotes, downvotes, all
that stuff. Which is similar to what Digg was back in the day.
Yes, yes. Digg, actually, when you're talking about Pinterest, Digg has done a redesign, too, and they've gone the
similar
Pinterest
style.
Route. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
So, unfortunately, you know, they've lost a lot of their user base to Reddit because Reddit has kind of taken over the internet and that sense with their community and sending Pitbull to Alaska.
Sure.
Just recently sending Taylor Swift to, I believe that was part of them or one of those other community.
Right.
But yeah, I think that a lot of that stuff is just going to become, the internet is user generated.
Right.
So.
Well, you mentioned the video thing. I just wonder how long it'll be before, you know, people are just streaming their whole life through their phone. I mean, you used to have that back in the mid 90s. People had webcams. Mm-hmm. That was a big deal. But, you know, it'd be like everybody have their own reality show, which at some level they do with their Facebook page or their Twitter account. But when does that become the norm where it's all just, you know, streamed, you know, everywhere you go, everything you do?
You look at that Justin.tv, and they've opened it up to moving away from just the people that were working there to opening it up for everybody to use. So now you've got, you know, services like what's the Q1. I don't know. Anywho, it's all live streaming video. So that's going to be a big change in the world too. Is with the faster internets like Google Fiber coming out and other, you know, bigger networks that are coming out, I think streaming video is absolutely possible to pull off now.
Right. Nicole?
I actually have a pretty cool viewpoint working for Start Garden, and I mean,
so I imagine people are submitting some pretty interesting stuff.
Yeah, they submit these amazing ideas that you would have never thought before. So tech startups, applications specifically. One of the more recent ones we invested in was called One Second Epic.
Okay.
And what it is, it's an app. You download it onto your phone, and you take short snippets of video, and then at the end it splices it together into kind of a music video.
Okay.
So, you know, you're in the park, you see something crazy, you take a video of it. I mean, what do you want to do? It's a 10-second video. Do you put it on YouTube? Do you put it on Vimeo? Is it even worth it? Save it, and then maybe you splice it together with some other really crazy things to a music video.
Sure.
So even being able to see, you know, be in that seat to position to see all those new things come out, it's exciting.
Right. Any other trends that are on your radar?
As far as technology goes, I mean,
social media.
Well, we have had a lot of cupcake bakeries. I mean, I don't know. Off the top of my head, I can't think of anything crazy. One of the more fun ones that we've invested in is called Reindeer Cam.
Okay.
And it's quite literally a live stream of reindeer.
Okay.
And I will let the cat out of the bag.
Christmas.
It's two reindeer in the middle of Caledonia at a farm and a video camera that these two students from GVSU rigged up. And yeah, you can go online right now. It's reindeercam.com.
Okay.
And watch the reindeer. And obviously, closer to December, it gets snowy here in Michigan.
Sure.
And they put up some decorations for the little reindeer. And it's very exciting. People love to watch the reindeer.